And now on Nights with Steve Price from the 50 Up Club, Christopher Zinn.
A fellow baby boomer, how are you?
I'm very well and pleased to hear that I'm still booming, or at least that's what the figures suggest.
And apparently we're all rich and we spend lots of money. Is that right?
Yeah, look, I think it's not all, but there's a substantial number, and the amount of money will vary. I mean, it's about 7,621,319 Australians aged 15 right now. And I can't actually... The household wealth is some trillions. I'm not sure whether it's 4.5 trillion or 4.5 billion trillion, but the household net worth is massive. And of course, while that's not spread equally, it is 60% of Australia's wealth, and we spend $500 million every day, according to the ad people. So, look, it is significant, and as I said, not everyone is as well off as everyone else. But generally, if you look at the cohort, all the research, and we discussed this last week, you know, we have never been wealthier or healthier.
We're bringing this up because there was a conference this week that targeted in on why advertising is not more aimed at extracting those baby boomer dollars. Is there evidence to say it's not? I mean, are advertisers targeting the wrong demographic, are they?
Yeah, look, it's one of the sort of founding principles of the 50 Up Club about 3 years ago that actually, you know, the ads are all focused at young people, but the people with the money are actually the older people. Now, you'd have thought the advertising agencies, they're pretty smart, they pay themselves pretty well, they would know. I think one of the clues is on one of these sort of advertising people tell us is that 94% of the people in advertising are aged under 50, and 94% of people aged over 50 dislike how the ads talk to them. So there does seem to be a disconnect. I mean, I think it's probably a two-edged sword. I wouldn't like to think that the advertisers were too canny and clever targeting us, because, of course, when advertisers target you, it's to get something out of you, which may or may not be in your best interest.
So those who are working in the industry who are younger are writing ads for themselves, as opposed to writing ads for that could sell product to people who've got the money.
Well, exactly. And, you know, they do, and we've discussed this before in terms of the stereotypes, and in terms of what I've written for the 50 Up Club this week about this, there is a terrific video that's on YouTube from RP, and it actually just shows a bunch of older people over 50 describing themselves, and then younger people looking at these guys' photographs and seeing whether they put them in positions of adventurers or lovers, but really writing off the older people as being too old and not relevant, and then meeting them in the flesh and discovering that actually that isn't true. So, I mean, there's, you know, again, there is, and I'm sure this existed in the 60s, it's not new exactly, but really what is different is that older generations are not the same as their parents. We do repeat this week in, week out. But, I mean, I see all the evidence of it. I'm sure that you do and many others do, that, you know, they refuse to grow old. They do have the means and the attitude to make the most of it. And that whether that means keep working or keep travelling or, you know, keep on keeping on, they're determined to do it.
Increasingly, you feel a privilege to be... Well, the definition of a baby boomer we should revisit. It's those people born between 1946 and 1964. So straight after the Second World War, there was a birth explosion around the world, and living conditions improved rapidly in places like Australia, the United States, and in the UK. Less so in the UK because they've been in the middle of the war, but in the US and here. And lots of people had lots of babies, and suddenly there was an explosion in numbers. Is that the definition?
That is essentially it. And, you know, if it's 64 or 65, I mean, I don't want to, the 50 Up Club would, by definition, include some people who probably are tad out of that particular definition. But I think the spirit of that definitely does carry on. So, yeah, look, that's the definition. And there are also, you know, with advertising agencies, whatever it is, now there are people realizing something like 80% of all the travel spend, leisure travel spend, is for people aged over 50. They spend much more than younger groups on groceries, entertainment, going out. Now, those are things you think younger people spend more on. But as I say, older people have the means, they have the time, and they have the desire.
I guess the advertising people would tell you that one of the disconnects in this whole conversation is that the media outlets that are being accessed by those baby boomers, the traditional media like printed newspapers, dare I say it, AM radio, and free-to-air television, are declining in numbers. In terms of this network isn't, but certainly other traditional media are struggling to hang on to audience. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Look, it could well be, although there are many baby boomers who, you know, go across a range of different platforms and media types, so they're not all locked into the traditional media. But look, there's many arguments I've seen that actually...
Well, I've got an iPhone, I've got an iPad.
Exactly.
What more do you need?
That's not unusual.
I'm not on Facebook, but I'm on Twitter. God help me, I don't know why.
I'm old-fashioned enough to have the papers thrown over the front fence every day.
I'm the only person at my local shop who buys all four papers every day.
Yeah, well, look, we are declining in number, but we do still exist. And, you know, may well be that we are, you know, being targeted. We do have the means. We are attractive in terms of the spending abilities that we have. So, yeah, there is a lot changing, and I think that's where the ad people are really rather thrashing around, seeing how they can capture it. But as I said, you know, whether advertising people like it or not, I think the baby boomers are out there certainly enjoying themselves. They know what they like. They can generally find it. And I suppose that's the whole liberation of the digital economy, that actually you can very easily find what you want. You don't need ads to take you to it.
So what came out of this gathering? How are they going to encourage the people who are making the advertising and spending the dollars to realign it and chuck a bit more of it toward the baby boomer audience?
I think part of it is going to be with the advertising industry to, you know, be a bit more broad-minded. There are actually some individual agencies which just focus on that older demographic. But then there's a whole lot of other, you know, I mean, the 50 Up Club is just one, but there's a number of different groups out there that seek to attract older people with various offers or lifestyles or blogs or identification here and overseas. So I think that essentially maybe it doesn't really matter so much what the advertising agency are doing. The disruption of various online businesses will find ways to attract the older audience and some of their spending power as well in ways that we haven't seen before. So I just think it's going to be particularly interesting. And that's all about marshalling the power of this group. You know, again, we've spoken about, you know, the political clout they have as well as the economic clout. That's something that I think is, you know, potentially very attractive to all sorts of people, hopefully not with nefarious aims or ambitions, but more just to let that group really show what they can do in ways that are good for not just for themselves, but for all of society.
And stop making ads just about prepaid funerals and nursing homes.
Well, exactly. You know, and it's kind of like when I do something in the 50 Up Club on the Today Show from time to time. Well, not necessarily the Today Show, but TV, and they put up on a back projection of people in Zimmer frames with walking sticks and grey hair. And I do have to, you know, remind the young producers, as you know, they are very young.
Well, same thing happens to me on The Project all the time. Every time there's an issue about age, they look at me.
Yeah, exactly. And then they wonder why you're not grey-haired or with a Zimmer frame. You know, it's kind of like, open your eyes, guys. Mm. Actually, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old, even some 80 years old.
Go down the beach any day of the week and have a look who's in the surf.
They have as much energy and they're doing as many things, many of them more outrageous than those who are much younger.
Absolutely right. Christopher Zinn, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve.